everything's running smoothly.
All right, listen, let's just see how this goes. He's here. My name is Hartzell. Filling in for Peter, the redoubtable, the present, Stephen Serta, 610 Sports Radio. Hello, Stephen. Welcome to your Friday, Kansas City.
Hi.
Morning show. What? Are you for real?
I said hi. I thought you were giving me an intro.
I was
there.
Not done doing my thing. I do a thing.
How long does it last?
It lasts as long as my voice wants it to last.
Stephen Serta, you can follow me on Twitter at Stephen Serta.
We're going to get to that point in the show where you get your plugs. That part is not now.
Short time listener, first time participant.
Did you show prep whatsoever?
No, I had a Zoom date last night, then I read for a little bit, and then I went to sleep. I think I forgot to put my Nest on eco this morning. I'm going to have to do that. Got to keep the energy costs low.
Oh, man, this was just a tragic idea.
I mean, nobody tells you guys to get up this early to do this show.
People tell us we have fans, we have friends, we have family, we have a KC Morning Ho section. And what do you have? What do you have at 610, huh? Do people even know you? Do you have a podcast?
I mean, yes, I have multiple podcasts.
What are you talking about?
And I do a fantasy football podcast. I actually shut down the movie and television podcast because I was doing too much. I have to singularize it. I have to do one or the other. Doing movies and TV is just too much. It's too much content to try to consume.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the thing. Here's what's really funny about that, Steve, is that we have Sean Edwards on the show today, and he's a film critic and also does TV, and he seems to have found the time. I'm not sure how.
Okay, well, is that what he gets paid to do? So that's all he has to do?
You got paid to do that podcast? I was on it with you for a couple episodes.
Yeah, but I also have to do a full-time radio
oh
show.
Oh, my God. Woe is effing me.
I also have
it,
a
man.
Full-time job.
We don't have a real job. You can't be that guy who does this. We moisturize for a living. We talk on the radio. We don't do anything of actual substance.
Okay, you want to peel back the curtain a little bit? I mean, you know, over on the FM side, you guys do have long segments, but you generally aren't speaking on the air for 47 minutes out of the hour
We
do in talk radio. So it takes a little bit more time to come up with content and come up with topics for a daily 4-hour radio show. It takes a lot of preparation and time.
We have to bring them
Our
the new music.
Entertaining.
Listen. For the sake of this podcast, we have to be on the same page, okay? You've already come in very hot, outrageously late, rather aggressive.
Not that late. I told you when I was going to get here.
And you weren't there at that time?
No, I wasn't.
When are you guys on? I was trying to plug you, but I can't even plug it right.
Monday through Friday, 10 to 2.
Oh, well, doing double duty, huh? So you're going to go from here to there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, doing you a solid this morning, then I'm going to go to work.
So, for those who don't know, at some point in my life, I lived with Steven. We worked together at the radio station. Started right around the same time, actually. I was a little bit before you. You started in, 2014?
Yeah, like November 2014. So yeah. If I make it till November this year, it'll be 6 years.
Knock on wood. You know, we really have been rather similar. And I found this for you, man. We used to, because there was a time when we would work together to be great. You know, we were young and hungry, and both Steve and I would say, you know what, man, together we're going to take over KC Radio. Like, this is going to be like, we actually give a F.
I don't think I ever said that to you.
You said something similar to it, but in a very more annoying voice. And I found this. We put this together, man. I think it had to have been 2014 or 2015.
I have no idea what this is.
You haven't heard this since then. Let's take a little listen, Lou.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's the main event with Show and Cero, 610 Sports Radio, KCSP.
How about that, huh?
It's the main event.
You had me cutting a bunch of spots. And then I think you did the What's Eating Serta deal?
Nom, 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 nom. So what's eating Serta today?
Hold on. What was that segment for? It was called What's Eating Serta. But what was the gist of it? Do you remember?
So that was probably 2015.
Okay.
Okay. That was in the infancy of my radio career. We were all either working for free or working for very little money.
This is true.
And me and some of the other part-timers, Ron the Show Hughley, who used to be here on doing KC radio. He's not in KC anymore, but still my very good friend.
Yep. What up, show?
And Chris Unocero, who's still a part-timer at 610 Sports Radio. We were trying to get them to give us a weekend show. We just wanted to do a show on the weekends so we could get better at doing radio. And that was part of the production for, like, our tryout radio
show.
Right.
That's right. Serta came to me.
Yeah.
And I think I nailed it.
Well, I didn't. I mean, I didn't know what I was doing at all at that point.
What was the point of the segment?
That was just me. I would find something funny or annoying just rail about it.
Yeah.
But it was awful. We had no idea what we were doing. We did not get a full-time weekend show.
Spoiler alert.
But me and Ron the Show Hughley worked very hard after that to get better at it after our boss just trashed us. And we eventually got our own nighttime radio show because we worked really hard at it.
See, look at this. Now, see how much better we're feeling. We talked it out. The business brought us together. See, are you happy now? Are you a little bit more?
I mean, I could use a nap. That couch looks nice.
It's not. It's like it's a casting couch. It looks very.
so people just. On there.
Come on! You're a guest on this program. Keep your mouth.
I mean, that's
clean. One of the reasons why you didn't do any show prep today, even though you know you were invited to guest host on a different show that's not yours, you would think that person would want to do a little bit of preparation.
I mean, I'm already locked in to everything because I do a daily radio program, so I assumed that anything that you wanted to talk about, I would be able to talk about.
So you think you know. But you have no idea, because right now on this show, and you would know this if you were a listener to the KC Morning Show, I'm about to break you off with a list.
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list!
Yeah.
You like that?
Chris Jericho?
Yeah. The Ayatollah of rock and rolla.
I read an article the other day that said that he was killing wrestling.
As in, he's killing it in a positive way. I love Chris Jericho. My name is Hartzell. This is your KC Morning Show. Steven Serta. This guy, okay, let me just break off this behind the curtain. So he comes in this morning and says, I listened to like the first 5-6 minutes of the show. I was like, okay, cool. Appreciate that. You know, I don't think you need to reset after every segment. I mean, it's a podcast. They know who you are.
I mean,
don't you come in here and tell me how to do my GD show.
I'm just saying I created a successful podcast network.
God. Here he goes.
I know a lot about podcasts. I do a lot of research. I listen to a ton of content. I know radio in and out. I like to think there's not that many people who know more about radio in Kansas City than myself.
See what I'm talking about here?
I'm just giving you some pointers. I'm just trying to help you flow on your program.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, some have said that I could be a program director one day because I'm so good at giving people direction.
You said that
so
to yourself in a mirror.
I'm trying to help you out. I'm trying to do you guys a favor. I want you guys to thrive.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. Well, you know what? You say that. I'm going to turn it on you. Even as you refuse to help me in this show, I'm going to try to help you out. You went on a Zoom date last night. Am I correct, Steven?
I did. I met this girl on Bumble, and we've been talking for just kind of sending messages back and forth here and there for like a week. Okay. And you know, we're quarantined and we're playing it safe, so I just asked her if she wanted to have dinner over Zoom.
Well, here's some advice for you, Steven. Let's go. How much time we got in this song? Let's go 5. I got 5 advice, little tips to your virtual online dating. This is from Cosmo. Number 5, suggest games or other activities. Did you do that?
No, we just talked. We both had dinner and we talked and drank beer and got to know each other.
0-for-1. Number 4, do a quick video test. Did you test it out to make sure everything was good beforehand?
No, I mean, it was over Zoom. I use Zoom every day.
Okay,
I know how it works.
All right, so one for two. We got that one. Get the lighting right. Do you have a little, like, selfie thing for
me? I do. I was just using the camera on my laptop.
Not bad.
But I have lamps on either side of me to really illuminate my golden brown complexion.
Oh, illuminate, he says. Number two, get dressed. Did you get dressed up for this thing?
I did. I did my hair and put on pants. I still wore flip-flops, but she couldn't see
Jesus,
those.
Jesus, man. That's your inner fish is coming out, man. Come on. They got a new record coming out, I heard.
It already came out.
Is it any good?
Studio album. It's actually solid. I was surprised. I don't expect much from the studio album.
And number one, you got to curate your space. What does she see in the background of your Zoom?
Nothing. My dog.
Okay.
I don't really have anything up on the wall in my living room behind me. It's just a blank wall.
Okay. Oh, geez. Come on, Steve.
I have to move next week, so.
Everybody's moving. Pete's moving, too. That's why he's not on the show. Well, that right there is your list of Heart Soul. What did you think? Because here's the thing. Pete hates that segment, but I thought that was one of our better ones, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah?
I think that was actually pretty solid.
Yeah, I'm happy I can contribute.
It's about goddamn time. All right. Earn your keep, Steve. Earn your effing keep. Steven Serta, 610 Sports. Real talk, though. You do a good job, man. I'm a fan of your show. Cody and Gold, 610 Sports Radio. Thanks for joining us on your KC Morning Show.
Thank you. Is that it? Is that the end of the program?
No, it's not. Steve, sit down.
See, that's why I get confused when you reset it for no reason.
Oh, my God. Shut up. Okay. I'm like, you have one job to do. Let's take it there. So I want you right now to take me to the news. So say, Hartzell, the news. That's what I want you to say.
Hartzell, the news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
You don't like this one? Happy Friday! Baby! You like that?
Sure.
Okay. On Fridays, your KC Morning Show is brought to you by Charlie Hustle. KCMS20 for 20% off. If you use that coupon code, Steven, you should. What do you got on right now?
A Spider-Man shirt.
Good God, man. Be an adult one
it's
time.
It's pretty sweet. It looks like it's drawn in chalk.
Your face when you explained that to me just lit up.
Yeah. It was like 40% off. I was really excited when I got it.
I could tell. Your face right now is glowing from the shirt.
It fits perfectly, too.
So here's what goes on Fridays, Steve. Pete usually raps the intro of our news. A couple bars. A little freestyle.
Okay. I'm sure he plans those ahead of time.
He does not. And I know you fancy yourself a wordsmith. You come in here criticizing everybody. Come in here with critiques. I'm going to put you on the spot. Can you give me a couple lines?
No, that's not what I do at all.
You can't give me anything?
No.
This was an opportunity for you to show some personality. That's why I invited you.
My personality is apparent within our interactions.
Oh,
I don't need a freestyle to show my personality. I'm already doing that on the program. I don't know how to freestyle. That is not something that I do. And so I don't even know where to begin. And I did not know that Pete does that on Fridays.
Because you didn't listen to any of the show.
I listened to Wednesday's show.
How much did you listen to Wednesday's
show? A solid 20 minutes.
20 minutes, okay.
I found out that Pete is a massive Limp Bizkit fan.
That was hard to listen to, wasn't it? Yeah. Wasn't that tough?
I mean, no, I kind of agree with him. Everybody got down on chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water.
No.
When they were 12 years old.
Give me your top two, your best and your runner up. If you had to choose like an album from start to finish, we did this on Wednesday's show, so check the podcast. Start to finish, one of the best, no pauses. You want to hear it straight? What would it be? I'll give you two.
Bob Dylan, Highway 61 Revisited.
Okay.
Well, Abe said, where you want this killing done? God settled on Highway 61.
And I don't know.
The suspense is killing me. You're not going to throw in like a fish thing?
Yeah, well, that's what I was trying to think of fish, but see, fish, I don't want to go studio because if I go studio, it's going to be Story of a Ghost.
Naturally.
Which is a fantastic studio album.
Right?
He's waiting in the wind and rain. I simply haven't looked.
big fish guy over here.
Yeah, I've seen him 17 times.
I saw him once with you.
Not enough.
That was a good show, though. What was that song? 26 Days and Two Headlights? What was it?
46 days and the cold wind out. 46 days and the cold wind out.
46 days.
46 days. Okay. Wasn't bad. Well, I had a wildly entertaining time. We did a lot of drugs that day. So thank you for that, Steve. I appreciate you.
I didn't do any drugs.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Well, maybe you can get some tips. We got some national updates for your COVID-19 content.
President Trump unveiling long-awaited guidelines to reopen America, but making it clear the governors will call the shots.
We're opening up our country, and we have to do that. America wants to be open, and Americans want to be open.
The president's guidelines call for a phased approach. States would be able to move to phase one after they see a two-week decline in the number of people with COVID symptoms and in the percentage of people testing positive for the virus. Once a state can check those boxes, people would still be advised to maintain social distancing and avoid socializing in groups of more than 10.
And some states will be able to open up sooner than others. Some states are not in the kind of trouble that others are in.
There we go. It's a long clip, but I wanted to play all that because, you know, we're talking new guidelines because people are trying to open up the economy and all that BS way too early. Now, Steven, I saw some rather suggestive looks on your face when you heard that audio, my friend. And I want to pull out. Listen, this is why I want you on this show. And I'm very excited to hear how this news break goes, because I want to pull this out of you, because I've always thought, Steven, you're better than just doing sports. You're better than
I'm Steven Serta, and this is your sports update.
You're better than that. I want to bring out some opinion out of you. So I saw a face you just made, and I'm about to break off some stats. Think about what you want to say. I'm going to say this real quick, and then I'm going to take it to you. So phase one, as the president was trying to offer guidelines, really not even guidelines, they're basically just suggestions on how he feels like we should reopen the economy. Phase one includes much of the current lockdown measures, but large venues such as restaurant, worship places, sports venues still have to operate under strict physical distancing protocols. All right, phase two, non-essential travel. You can go back to work or go back to business. So, knock on wood, I would like to maybe enter phase two here pretty soon. Schools and bars can reopen with diminished standing room occupancy. And phase three, according to the president, is back to normal. There's not going to be a new normal. If you listen to the press conference yesterday, he said back to normal. And with that, I take it back to Steve. Break me off with that take, that flaming hot take.
First of all, I give opinions every day on
you
the air.
You give stats every day,
Steven. That's not true. I'm not a stats person at all. I made a face because I think it's funny that he still believes it's within his authority to tell people when they can do it. Now he's just framing it as, well, these are just suggested guidelines because everybody told him after the other day when he was acting like he had total authority that, no, that's not actually up to you. It's up to the state governors who are making the decisions for their own respective states. It has nothing to do with him, and it's not within his authority to try to force these states to reopen. Also, those are the guidelines that everyone's already been operating under.
Steve's getting hot.
It's not a new thing. He didn't update anything. That was already the plan.
Oh, Steve.
Once we can actually get there, but we aren't there yet.
Ooh, break them up.
And there's no way. Yeah, you can try to force restaurants and bars and all that stuff to open again.
Uh-huh.
There's no way you have the manpower to police them.
Ooh,
like, say you want to open up a bar again and say that it's a 50-person capacity or something like
right,
that.
Right, okay.
Are the bars going to be in charge of hiring someone who's standing at the door with the counter, counting every single person that's coming in?
I don't know.
Because that first weekend that bars open again, people are going to get trashed.
Absolutely
wrecked.
Just wrecked.
Everyone is going to have like an $80, $90 tab, spend like 8-9 hours at the bar getting hammered.
People are going to lose so many debit cards that day, man. Yep.
So you're telling me those bars that have been closed doing nothing but to-go orders and stuff for several months, you're telling me they're going to try to tell people that they can't come in and they're going to turn people away who are willing to drop $100 for a single individual?
I don't know, Steve. These are the questions people should be asking. These are the questions
asking. All of it's nonsense. All of it is stuff that is already been released by local state governments. That's already the plan. You're not updating anything.
Look at you.
It's just absurd.
That was the best your inner AM talk radio site just came out, and I'm not gonna lie to you, it got me hot. I'm liking that. You want to do another one? So speaking of the Constitution, of which apparently Steve is an expert on, the president doesn't have that kind of authority to reopen states. And as you can see, as you have seen throughout this entire process, it's been your state and local officials. Yesterday, Mayor Quentin Lucas announced we're extending our stay-at-home order. That thing was supposed to be expiring on the 24th. When is that? Is that supposed to be, what, next Friday or something like
yes.
that? Yes. Now it's going to be May 15th. Governor Mike Parson, we just mentioned it, he also extended Missouri's statewide stay-at-home orders. Now, as you have seen throughout this entire process, your local ordinance kind of, they trump that. So the KC stay-at-home ban, as we just said, that's going to be May 15th. Governor Parson, May 3rd. For Missouri.
And I truly believe we're at the curve. And matter of fact, I'm optimistic to think we may be going past the curve and we're headed on the downward slope. And I say that, you know, cautiously.
Right now, Missouri has 5,193 cases of coronavirus. Kansas, 1,603 cases.
Steve would disagree vehemently with the governor, but he is quoted by saying that he wants to, and I quote, get people going back to work.
Sure, I would like that too. I don't enjoy people losing their jobs and having to go on unemployment. I would prefer that people continue to work and have jobs.
And real talk, man, I mean, we'll talk about it a little bit because, you know, we work for Intercom. And I don't think we're getting in trouble for saying this, but we went through a huge turnover, just a couple weeks ago, man. We lost a lot of folks because of this stuff. A lot of folks.
And I mean, during economic crisis, that's inevitable.
Yeah.
Major companies that employ thousands of people are inevitably going to lay people off and furlough people during times like this. Like, that was expected. If you weren't expecting that as an employee of a major company, then you were just being naive. The companies, what they're mainly focused on, too, it's one, it's eliminating salary, but it's also eliminating full-time benefits.
Yeah, that's the big stuff. That's the benefits.
Yeah, they're more concerned about that than they are just strictly the salary because that costs them more than anything. Yeah.
Employee-based healthcare is a whole different soapbox that I can yell about on a whole different day on a probably different podcast. But, yeah, you got to. I just, fingers crossed we get back to normal, but it's going to take a while, y'all, so just hang tight. Wednesday's show, we had our buddy Brent Stewart. He is the president and CEO of United Way of Greater Kansas City. We were talking about 1KC. The media got together. I don't know. Like, there's some cool people, but we're just odd characters, man.
Like that time you made me go to that soccer game and it was miserable.
That's right. Steve was our camera guy, and it just was a event surrounded by people like us, and that was something.
There's a lot of people that I love in the media. But
same,
yes, we are.
Same, but as a whole, though, let's be real.
Yeah. No, I acknowledge that most of us are awful.
Just the worst. But, yo, we did a good thing. 1KC, all of the local TV and radio stations here in town, we played nice in the sandbox, and we're able to raise a bunch of money to help a bunch of folks. The KC COVID Response and Recovery Fund got a real big donation yesterday.
Now, the big moment right here on 41 Action News. The final numbers are in for 1KC.
Let's reveal it. Together, we raised more than $1 million for 1KC, combined with the $1 million match from the Hall Family Foundation and Sunderland Foundation, the total $2,062,008.
That's like significant, man. Did you guys do anything on 610?
Yeah, we had a lot of local TV personalities kind of coming on throughout the day from our 6 to 6 lineup and just promoting it where you can go to donate, and we were promoting it all day long. So, and we had links up on all of our station websites to donate.
And you can still donate too if you're interested. Be ready for some fun news. Are you excited for this?
No.
Steven, come on. This is inspiring right now. Did you hear the song in the background? That's right. That's the sweet sounds of a bunch of people singing off key to Journey's Don't Stop Believing. And they're doing a lot of clapping in the background. You know why? Because hospital staff at the New York Presbyterian Queens Hospital, they are inspiring their patients to the sweet sounds of Don't Stop Believing. Morning video release, the healthcare workers cheer on COVID-19 patients with that song every time they are discharged from the hospital. How about that, huh? Isn't that a sweet story? Didn't you love that? That's a morning show story right there, Steve. You like that? Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome.
They couldn't have picked a better song. And I get it. No, it's awesome. It's incredible.
You're a bad person. Good Steve. You're just a bad person.
Good for them. I'm sorry. That's just that song is ruined by anyone who has ever been to a bar.
From
ever.
The guy whose favorite band is Fish. Okay.
All right, my favorite karaoke song is Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. All right. I get it.
I got another morning show story for you. You're going to love this. Drake and Peyton Manning joining all kinds of stars. They're doing this all-in challenge, trying to raise a bunch of money for COVID-19 relief, like $200 million. Do you want to party with the stars?
I am coming to your hometown to play golf with you and two of your friends. The four of us are going to play. We're going to have a lot of fun. You and I are going to play your two buddies. We're going to have lots of laughs. We're going to play 18 holes of golf.
Lots of laughs.
Tell some fun stories and have a good time and raise money for a great cause.
I'm going to offer up everything I can for this challenge. So whoever wins, you'll get the chance to fly on Air Drake, fly you to L.A. You'll get to come and party with us. Good luck. Thank you.
There you go. Partying with Drake, Peyton Manning. What's better? What could be better than spending an afternoon with Peyton Manning?
Not spending an afternoon with Peyton Manning. I mean, Peyton's an interesting guy.
You wouldn't be down to do this?
Come on, Steve. Is this going to be post-social distancing, or are we going to be 6 feet away on the golf course?
So they didn't say when. I'm guessing when everything's reopened. But yeah, so Drake's package was flying on his jet. He had some Nike package, got the OVO crew, all that stuff. Peyton's package includes flying out to your hometown. He will fly. Oh, so he comes to you. Okay, so with Drake, you go to him. Peyton comes to you. See, that's a touch you can't get anywhere else. You're going to play a golf foursome with you and two of your friends, and then having dinner with you and 10 of your friends at a local restaurant. It makes it all about you. It's a personal feel from Peyton. A great prize, but you better have some coin. Bidding last night was already at $260,000. Are you for real?
Dear Lord.
Over $250,000 for the privilege of hanging with Peyton. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't have any interest in that.
Unreal. Is there somebody, and I'll even make it sports or otherwise, entertainment, anybody?
It wouldn't be a sports person.
It would not be a sports person. Okay, it would not be sports. So who would it be?
I would pick Robert Downey Jr. Iron Man, baby. Tony Stark.
Do you want to meet Robert Downey Jr. as the person, or do you want to meet him in the character of Tony Stark? I don't know if you're really sure.
They're one and the same.
Okay.
I mean, he is Tony Stark. But I would like to meet Robert Downey Jr., the person, because I've listened to a lot of interviews with him, and I find him to be a really interesting person.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, I think I would do maybe a George Lucas. That's just a personal one. I want to meet Barry O. I think that's probably it. Barack Obama's probably the guy who I would love to meet. And yeah, I probably would spend some money on that.
That'd be awesome. I think meeting Larry David would be funny.
Yes.
I think Larry David would be awesome.
That's a really good answer.
I would like to talk to Paul Thomas Anderson.
Okay.
But he apparently kind of sucks. So I don't know if I would
see,
actually
that's what I've heard about
that.
Tarantino. Like, I would love to meet Quentin Tarantino, but I feel like it would just be an awkward,
yeah,
weird.
No.
We can't relate on anything.
I think Tarantino's getting better. I think he's getting more friendly because he's doing a lot of podcasts now because he's bored and he's not really writing movies as much anymore because he's coming to the end of his career, so he says. And so I think he's starting to get nicer and more pleasant to be around. He just had a kid, too, for the first time.
Steven, with that, you survived the news, man. I don't think you did bad at all. What'd you think about that? What'd you think about that?
It was rock solid.
Rock solid. Rock solid. So we've got a few things coming up on your show, your KC Morning Show. My name is Hartzell. That's Steven Serta. Yes, this is a reset, Steven, because we're going to reset the show because people don't know who you are.
No, that's fine.
They don't know who the hell you are.
That's fine. You know, 30, 40 minutes in.
How dare you correct me again in my face on my show?
You can't take, when I offer up pointers, that doesn't mean that they have to be matter of fact. It's just to point you in the right direction.
How have you not learned by now doing this that, like, you need to start pandering me for this to work, all right? I don't actually want your advice. What I need is your love and validation. Not even your love. I just need your undivided attention.
When other radio personalities say things like that to me, I say, you're a professional. Act like a grown-up.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
On Fridays, your KC Morning Show brought to you by Charlie Hustle. Loving me some Charlie Hustle. I wore my shirt this morning, Steve, because you don't do any type of show prep or, you know, just can't even respond to a simple text message. Woo! You do not have your Charlie Hustle gear on. That's fine, because guess what, man? With our promo code KCMS20, we get you hooked up, man. I got you covered with all kinds of shirts. We got all kinds of new lines, new models, helping out your local KC business. They got all kinds of things going on. Plus, they got some stuff with face masks, too.
Nice.
Are you going to use my promo code? Because you know that helps me out if you use that.
Sure. I do. I miss buying new clothes. So I do want to buy some new clothes. I don't feel comfortable ordering much stuff online, like aside from T-shirts and stuff like that. I don't want to order a jacket online.
You've
or
gotten
pants
so
online.
Much better. I'm so proud of you. Because, again, pulling back curtains. You know, I had to help dress Steve on multiple occasions. Oh no, I've taken him to many of a department store, to many a mall trip, and I will say that ever since we did that, man, you have actually put in an effort, and I'm very proud of you. Look at that, you got a bomber jacket on today.
Thank you. I have several bomber jackets. It's kind of my look.
And who picked out your first one? Who helped you pick out your first one?
I don't think it was
you. It was 100% me.
I don't believe that to be accurate.
God, man. Yes. Did I give you the tools to go be great? Yes. But you can acknowledge that that was me. I'm not going to say that you didn't do a good job, but acknowledge who got you there.
I mean, we've been to some stores together where you have helped me pick out outfits
I got
before.
You to the dance, man.
I don't believe that you picked out my first ever
I've picked out
jacket.
So many outfits for you, and I don't want to hear it. KCMS20, our promo code for Charlie Hustle. I guess I got to get Steve hooked up again. I got to dress you one more time, and I will do that with the sweet stylings, the dear sweet stylings of Charlie Hustle. One more time, Steve, what's that promo code?
KCMS20.
Say it with your chest.
I just did not know what you were looking for me there.
If there's one thing that I found is as true as the sunrise, it's that I like being on there with Hartzell.
The KC Morning Show.
My name is Hartzell. This your KC Morning Show. It's a Friday, y'all. Y'all know what that means. Flicks on Friday. Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic. Sean, my brother. Hello, man. How you doing? How you holding up?
I mean, I'm good. Are you a big Star Trek fan?
See, I'm Star Wars. I enjoy Star Trek.
I was going to hit you with Star Log Day, whatever it is.
Captain's Log, all that stuff.
Oh, is it Captain's Log? See, even I botched it. I said Star Log.
Look at us, man. We're just a bunch of posers.
whatever day this is, on lockdown, quarantine, whatever you want to call it. But it's all good, man. I'm starting to get adjusted to it. I'm surprised people haven't streamed everything that could possibly be streamed.
That's the thing that blows my mind, man, because I think we are way too early about talking, opening stuff up. I just think that this is so ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And they keep saying as an excuse is that, you know, people are yearning for content. And I'm thinking, what are you talking about? We have nothing but content right now.
Hey, y'all can open it up all y'all want. I'm not going to no restaurants. I'm not getting on any planes. I'm not going to any fitness centers.
But are you going to the movies, though?
Shopping areas. I'm not going to the movies. I'm not sitting up in a screening with strange people that either have or have not been tested. That's my one and only political spiel. On to the movies.
But here's the thing, though, Sean. Let's just be real, though. You're not trying to go anyway. Even if this was a clean bill of health, you ain't trying to go to the movies.
That's not true.
That's not true. Okay.
Back in the day, okay. No, back in the day before the pandemic. No. I hit Alamo Draft House on the regular. I love going to Alamo Draft House. I love watching movies on the big screen. That's how they were intended, you know. But I'm not hardcore about it. I'll watch the movie on my phone as well. You want to go out with your girl and order some food and get some drinks and have some fun and enjoy the communal environment. But you can't do that anymore because you don't know who's sick.
Well, you know our boy Ryan. You know our boy Ryan AMC. I was just chatting with him.
I don't know Ryan.
That's how we met, through our boy Ryan. We got drinks. And that's, in fact, we went and got drinks. That was a good time. And now look at us. Now we're doing a thing every week on the show. He got me hooked up, or he's working on getting me hooked up with the credentials so I can get some of these screeners just sent to my phone. I'm not going to lie to you, man. You're right. This is the future, and I think I am in.
My man Ryan. At the end of this segment, let's bring up AMC because I got something I want to toss out. Here's the deal. It's definitely the future. Now, I'm not going to say we're going to go hardcore 100% streaming down the road, but it's definitely going to have a bigger impact on how people decide to watch a movie. In fact, Hollywood Reporter and Variety just reported yesterday, Netflix is now bigger and more profitable than Disney.
Whoa, I did not see that news. That's huge, right? That to me seems super significant.
No, that's ginormous. Netflix is now more profitable than Disney.
Well, it makes sense, man, because, okay, get this. I'm watching, because you do TV too, and, man, I'm watching, because I do pro wrestling. They got this show now called The Big Show Show, because The Big Show is a wrestler.
Your dad's The Big Show?
It's been a minute since I retired from wrestling, so I want to get in as much family time as I can. You, the kids, and my championship belt. Oh, you're so beautiful.
You talking to me or the belt?
You.
And it's garbage. And I'm thinking, Netflix, how are y'all doing this? But apparently they got enough to just work with house money.
Netflix is winning because Netflix was way ahead of the curve on this whole streaming thing in the first place. They've been stacking content for years, and content is king. Disney as a corporation has a lot of drag, right? All Netflix is doing is making money because more and more people are signing up globally because more and more people are stuck in the house around the world. Disney does have Disney Plus, and you got to remember, Disney also owns ABC Television, which includes ESPN. There are no sporting events happening around the world, and they still have to pay their ESPN talent millions and millions and millions of dollars for their salary. And they were struggling before the pandemic because they relied a lot on cable subscriptions. More and more people had already, like, cut cable out of their lives.
Yep.
ESPN isn't near the juggernaut that it used to be 5, 10, 15 years ago. So Disney's in trouble.
Man. All right, well, let's talk about some stuff that is in the can. We got some stuff that's still being released.
We do. We got some stuff in the can, although theoretically there's nothing in the can anymore because nothing's shot on film.
Is that where that came from? Because I have said that phrase now for years.
The phrase in the can came from when you shot your movie on film, it was on a reel, and you put the reel inside of a canister so it can be shipped from city to city to movie theater which, by the way, Kansas City was a huge hub for film distribution. That's why the area in, like, sort of like near Crossroads is called Old Film Row, because we were a central point. So, you know, we would ship, they sent all the reels to Kansas City, then they distribute them to Oklahoma and Arkansas and Illinois and Iowa and Nebraska, Kansas, Tennessee, Kentucky. So we were a major hub for the film industry.
We use the same phrase, like, if I got a segment in the can in radio too, and I didn't realize that's where
it came from that old school Hollywood. In the can means the film was finished, so you put it in the can and ship it to the movie theater.
Let's talk about some films then. What is this one we got here? Tiger Tail. Tell me about Tiger Tail.
You're my father. I don't even know how to talk to you. I never have.
There are many things I never told you.
I love this movie, Tiger Tail, streaming now on Netflix. It's a wonderful sort of like low-key family drama. The cool thing about Tiger Tail is it was written and directed by the co-creator of Master of None, which was also on Netflix, and I love that series.
Yep.
I always botch this dude's name. How do you say this dude's name? I don't want to disrespect his name.
Aziz Ansari, it's my guy.
It's Joe. This is his first feature film. It's engaging, it's thoughtful, it's a father-daughter story. You can tell it has some personal undertones. It's very sophisticated, it's smart, it's engaging, and I just love the representation as well. Like, some of the things that he tackles about, like, Asian culture is fascinating and just wonderful to see. And Netflix has done it again, man. On a scale of 1 through 5, I'm definitely dropping 4 on it.
Oh, no way. Okay.
It's like 4 popcorn bags. No, Tiger Tail, it's a great movie.
Now, you got another one on our list. What is The Quarry?
I've known a few bridges in my day. You're not like any of them.
Do I know you?
What do you mean? I just feel like I've seen you before.
Who are you?
I am a sinner.
And it's about this mysterious criminal who murders a preacher, and then he takes the man's identity in a small South Texas border town. Now, Michael Shannon, who's an incredible actor, is sort of like the local lawman or the local sheriff who becomes suspicious of this newcomer. I mean, the movie has a great, great premise, but it just does not build any suspense. And with a movie like that, you'd be hoping that it would. This was initially supposed to be a theatrical release, and I think it's available on VOD, which is Video On Demand. I didn't like it very much. I thought it was missing some things. And, you know, on a scale of 1 to 5, man, I'm going a solid 1.
Ooh, okay. It just seems like it's, a Michael Shannon plays a cop B movie. I mean, I think I've seen that before.
You have seen that before and before and before and before.
So no dice on the quarry. But, hey, man, listen, like you said, at this point, maybe we've seen everything. So give it a check out anyway.
Yeah, I mean, if you got the time, which most people do.
So you want to talk about AMC. Fill me in. What's the news?
Well, come on, guys. Let's think about it. AMC is one of the few major corporations based in the metropolitan Kansas City area. But here's the deal. We cannot lose AMC. From a personal standpoint, here's the deal. I had a conversation with Deion Taylor, the director of Black and Blue, The Intruder, Fatale. And we were talking about, you know what? We were thinking, back in the day when we were kids growing up, and he grew up in Gary, Indiana, right outside Chicago.
Okay.
I grew up in Kansas City, spent a lot of time in New Jersey. We were thinking back to the time when we were kids, and whenever we went to a movie, it was always at an AMC. If you don't remember, in the 80s and 90s, AMC was the only theater chain that took a chance on actually putting their movies, like, in the hood, so to speak.
Right.
Like, everybody else was like, we're only building our multiplexes in the suburbs because we only want suburban people with nice families who drive SUVs and skip around and go, do-do-do-do-do. Well, AMC was like, you know what? Everybody likes to go to the movies. So we were thinking, man, we're thinking of trying to maybe put together a Save AMC campaign.
Oh, I love this.
We're really trying to come up with a way to say, hey, we appreciate everything you do, AMC. We can't let you fade away. And it's really get some, you know, we're talking about getting some major star power behind this, like movie stars and people who have really benefited from AMC theaters. As soon as this thing comes to fruition, we will announce the Save the AMC Theater campaign right here on the KC Morning.
Yes. Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic. Where can these people find you?
At home. Nah, that's Edwards KC on everything. Man, it's a new world.
It's a brave new world, man.
Be healthy. Be safe.
Sean, we'll see you next week.
All right, my man. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, brother.
Greetings, Hartzell. Search the Force and a tremor I have felt. It was you. Your ego just busted a planet.
The KC Morning Show. The KC Morning Show.
All right, I don't know where this is going to go. This is the time of the show where I would take you to sports. Pete would take you to sports. I would take you to Pete, and Pete would take you to sports. Steven Serta is here, 610 Sports Radio. I asked you for a sports segment. You brought no segment, no content, no audio. So I'm going to ask you again. I gave you some time. Do we have a sports thing? Can we do a sports?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a couple of sports stories to talk about. Luckily, I do this for a living, so I am qualified to talk about sports at the drop of a dime.
This guy.
Anytime, because I've already been paying attention to all of this stuff.
Naturally.
So.
Naturally.
Chiefs General Manager Brett Veach held his pre-draft press conference yesterday. It was over Zoom. It was very exclusive. He did have some interesting things to say. One, it was kind of funny hearing him talk about their virtual draft setup and all of the logistics of all of that stuff. It sounds like the Chiefs are on top of this. Like, I don't know if you saw the picture of the Giants general manager, Dave Gettleman, who's a dinosaur. He's terrible at his job. He's pretty well renowned as one of the worst general managers in football. In his draft setup, he was just sitting at a desk with one computer and like 6 binders that had 500 pages apiece in it and all of them. And then they showed a picture of the Chargers general manager, Tom Telesco. And he's got 15 monitors, 6 TVs. Like it looks like a casino, like gambling.
It's
floor,
like a command center,
basically. And yes, and that's what it should be, because just walk up to your laptop, Control F, go find that player profile real quick. Dave's got to sit there and look at the index in his binder And I like to think that Dave just sits there and flips through it with his eyes closed and just plops his finger down. Then he's like, all right, that's who we're taking.
What do you think about this thing, man? Are you excited for it? It's going to be so different,
yeah,
but
I mean,
I think it could be
kind of
cool. I think the NFL has kind of saved sports radio, to be totally honest with you. And so I think this would be kind of a cool thing to dissect.
It's in a time where we have no idea when sports is going to return. Mm-hmm. We're all optimistic that we have an idea, but none of us actually have an idea of when it's actually going to come back. This is the only live sporting thing that we have coming up.
This is it.
This has a chance to be the most watched NFL draft ever, and it's going to be the worst product that they've ever put out.
I didn't even think about that, man. I would bet it probably would be.
Yeah, because nobody else has anything to do. Everybody's sports-starved. And it's going to be, I feel bad for the kids because, you know, you work your entire life and you want to walk out on that stage and shake Roger's hand or give him a hug and pick him up and put your team hat on and right. All that stuff. You're not going to get to do that, and that kind of sucks for those guys. But at the end of the day, you know, you're still going to get drafted. You're still going to get a contract, all that stuff. So it's going to work out for them, obviously, but I do feel bad for those guys. But a big storyline for the Chiefs headed into the NFL draft is what they're going to do with Chris Jones. They franchise tagged him. They have until, I think, July 15th to work out a long-term deal. Otherwise, he's got to play this season under the franchise tag, which he has not signed as of yet, to my knowledge. And so I think the Chiefs desperately have to find a way to keep him. And Chiefs General Manager Brett Veach was actually asked about that yesterday, and he addressed it.
You know, a lot of discussion with Chris and the Katz brothers, and we continue to have that. You know, got a lot of time. Certainly these are unique. It's a unique environment in which we're working with, and we're able to kind of navigate the free agency period and retain some guys. And we're going to work through the draft and we're going to continue dialogue. But, you know, we know how talented Chris is. I think the franchise tag speaks for it. And we also have a lot of time. I mean, I think the deadline to get a deal done is July 15th. So there's a lot of time.
So he says that they have been in negotiations. They have been in communication with Chris Jones and his team. But there was a report a couple of weeks ago that the Chiefs had not given Chris Jones a long-term offer of any kind. And so they're in a tricky situation where Chris Jones is going to show up. He's going to sign the franchise tag, but there's still a potential possibility that they trade him. I don't think they're going to. I don't get the feeling that they're going to.
I don't think now, especially because of the virus and everything.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing is they're bringing back 20 of 22 starting players for next season, which is going to be an advantage because in a season where we might not have training camp, they're certainly not going to have OTAs. Like, they're not going to have the general off-season programming, rookie mini camps, and all that stuff that gets all the young guys up to speed, all of your free agent signings and stuff like that. So it's an advantage that the Chiefs are just bringing everybody back. And Chris Jones is one of the most valuable players on the team. Like, Patrick Mahomes is the franchise, but you can make an argument that Chris Jones is the second most important player for the Chiefs.
Okay, I got something I want you to do. So on Wednesdays, we're going to wrap this show up because I think we're going to go long. Imagine that. You're showing up late, you're a guest host, and we're going to end up going long on this show.
Killing it.
You found a way to take over. That's a Hartzell move. Well
killed
done.
It.
On Wednesdays, we do Wednesday Wisdom. We did not get a chance to do that on Wednesday, so I need you to pull up some quotes. I want you to inspire these people. We're going to call this Friday Forward. So I've got...
What?
As a way to
so you just want me
say
to Google
thank you.
Inspirational quotes.
This is what Pete does, man. Listen, I didn't say it was A-plus quality content. I just said it's content, okay? So I want you to pull up some quotes. Believe it or not, as a way of saying thank you, I'm going to put on Fish in the background, and you're going to get these people fired up for the weekend, fired up for a Friday.
Why don't I just read a Fish song?
I don't need that kind of, no. You get one. Listen, you get one. See, you're getting spoiled, all right? I got Bouncing Around the Room just for you. Are you
Can
ready
I just
to go?
Sing Bouncing Around the Room?
No, Stephen. You are not going to get invited back.
I feel like we could just send ourselves off listening to this. It's a very pleasant song.
See again what happens.
It's a very nice way to kick off your
he
Friday
came in
morning.
This morning to critique how I do my show. And now he has completely hijacked this segment. Not only is he getting Fish, now he wants me to completely change everything I have planned. Do you have the quotes ready, Steve?
When my eyes were watching her as they closed,
and I was still asleep.
Oh my God, Steven, give me some quotes, man. Just pull
when
up
my
some
hand
Gandhi
was
and call it a day.
Hers,
enough.
She whispered words and I woke.
Steven.
It's a very pleasant song.
We have
it's a very good way to kick off your Friday.
Five more minutes left in this show. Can you do a thing one time? I'm going to start this again. You're going to tell me some weak-ass Gandhi quotes, and we're going to send these people home happy, all right?
I just don't know why. Okay.
Steven!
No. The way to get started.
You're about to lose the privilege. No. That's it. No, that's a wrap on that. It had such good intentions, but that's about gonna be it. Steve, it's been a real pleasure, man. I'm playing you off.
I got the quotes now.
Steven Sirtis, 610 Sports Radio. My name is Hartzell. Pete back on Monday. Thank God.
The KC Morning Show.
We'll see you in the morning. Say goodbye, Steven.
Bye.